Hi, I'm calling on behalf of Metro Research, and I'm not selling anything. I'm just conducting an opinion survey, and I would like to ask you a few questions about important issues facing the children of Boston and the schools in your area. This is just a research study. Your name was chosen at random, and your individual answers are confidential. So let me ask you, how many children do you have living with you and attend kindergarten through 12th grade in the current school year?
Two.
Got it. And now let me ask you, which of the following best describes the schools your children attend this current school year? One of the district public school in Boston, a charter school, a public school, but outside of Boston, a private school or a home school?
Public school in Boston.
Public school in Boston? Okay. Got it. And now, what is your age?
Mine?
Yeah.
43.
Got it. And how do you describe your gender? This is just a general question that I have in here, ma'am.
Female.
Got it. Now, how would you describe your race?
Black Hispanic.
Got it. And thinking specifically of your children who are enrolled in Boston Public School, what grades are your children in this current school year?
K-1 and K-2.
Okay. Got it. And as a reminder, the Boston Public School System, also referred to as the BPS system, is the district administrator overseeing a system of 125 schools serving the city of Boston. Overall, how satisfied or dissatisfied are you personally with the Boston Public School System?
That's the only option you have, satisfied or dissatisfied?
Very satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied. You can select one of those.
Okay. Somewhat dissatisfied.
Somewhat dissatisfied? Got it. Understood. And students are often graded on the quality of their work using the letters A, B, C, D, and F. Suppose your kindergarten child school was graded in the same way. Overall, how would you grade your kindergarten child school? A, B, C, D, or F?
I'd say maybe like a C.
Like a C? Got it. All right. Right now we are on a 40% completion on the survey, ma'am. And I just want to say thank you very much for the time that you're taking to answer the questions. It's been kind of hard to get somebody that is interested to answer this. So thank you so much for your time in advance. Now, continue with the questions that I have in here. Let me ask you, how about Boston Public Schools as a whole? Overall, how would you grade Boston Public School using the same scale, A, B, C, D, or F?
C.
C? Got it. And thinking now about Boston Mayor Michelle Hu, how would you grade the job she's doing with the Boston Public Schools?
A C.
Understood. And as you may know, the Boston Public School System said it is committed to transforming the lives of the children through exemplary teaching in a world-class system of innovative and welcoming schools. In your view, how well is the Boston Public School System living up to this commitment? Very well, somewhat well, not too well, or not at all well?
Not too well.
Not too well? Got it. And as you may know, the Boston Public School System says that they partner with the community, families, and students. In your view, how well do you say the Boston Public School System is partnering with you? Very well, somewhat well, not too well, or not at all well?
Well, they're doing what with me now? What was that word?
In your view, how well would you say the Boston Public School System is partnering with you?
Partnering, okay.
Yeah.
And what are the options again?
Don't worry about it. Very well, somewhat well, not too well, or not at all.
Somewhat well.
Somewhat well, got it. And if you had to say, whose interest do you think the Boston Public School System is most focused on serving? You can pick up for two. The parents, teachers, students, the superintendent, BPS system leaders, the politicians, or the local community, or other groups.
BPS is serving, you're saying?
Mm-hmm.
Who do I feel? I feel they serve more.
Yes.
They serve more the district.
The district?
Is that one of the options?
The superintendent or the BPS system leaders?
Yep, that.
Got it. Okay. And you mentioned you had a children in kindergarten, right? So for
yes.
This next section, we're going to ask specifically about your kindergarten child. So how engaged do you want to be with your kindergarten child's education? Very engaged, somewhat engaged, not too engaged, or not at all engaged?
I want to be very engaged.
Got it. And next, how engaged do you feel the Boston Public School System enables you to be with your kindergarten child's education? Very engaged, somewhat engaged, not too engaged, or not at all engaged?
Not too engaged.
Not too engaged. Understood. And as a parent of a student in the Boston Public School System, to what extent do you agree or disagree with each of the following? The Boston Public School System makes me feel welcome. Would you say you strongly or somewhat agree or disagree?
Somewhat agree.
Got it. And what about my feedback is valuable my feedback is valued by leaders of the Boston Public School System. Strongly agree, somewhat disagree, strongly disagree.
What was the question?
The statement says my feedback is valued by leaders of the Boston Public School System.
My CPAC?
Your feedback.
Opinion.
Yeah.
Sorry,
don't worry about it.
My feedback is valued. What are the options?
Strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
I somewhat disagree.
Got it. And the communications I received from the Boston Public School System are easy to understand. Strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
I did not catch the first part of the question because of the volume of my TV. I was just trying to block out. I have very noisy neighbors, and I was trying to block them out by adding volume to my TV, and it's like I missed the first part of your sentence.
Don't worry. The sentence says, the communications I've received from the Boston Public School System are easy to understand.
Yes.
Strongly agree?
I agree. Yes.
Okay, and
what
about...
The communication
is clear?
Yes.
Okay, got it. And the other one says, the Boston Public School System makes it easy for me to share my concerns. Strongly agree, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Somewhat disagree.
Somewhat disagree, understood. And how concerned are you about your kindergarten child's emotional well-being while they are at school? Very concerned? Somewhat concerned, not too concerned, or not at all concerned?
I am somewhat concerned.
And how concerned are you about your kindergarten child's physical safety while they are at school?
Somewhat concerned.
Somewhat concerned, got it. And about how many days has your kindergarten child been absent from school so far this school year? 0, 1 to 4, 5 to 8, or 9 or more?
About 5 to 8. They've been very sick. Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. And it's just related to other illness by any chance?
Every time they go to school, they're catching a germ. It's like they're not washing their hands. And when I've communicated that with the school, it feels like no one's hearing me. They send them home with dirtier hands.
Oh,
yeah, their hands come back filthy. And then out of nowhere, they're sick. They catch... They catch a flu, the cold. Last time it was the flu, and then my daughter caught the flu and RSV, which turned into pneumonia. So she was out for more than a week. It's just back to back. Every time I turn around, this is the first 2 weeks lately that they have not been sick. I don't know if that they've caught all the germs and they're up to date with their germs, but they haven't, they have not gotten sick in 2 weeks at knock on air. But, that's the gist of it. It's basically I send them off to school and they come back and within days they're sick again and then they're having asthma problems. And so, yeah, it's been very difficult this school year.
Got it. So it's not related to safety concerns, or that they just doesn't want to go to school or family obligation. It's just because they are just getting sick.
Right. Most of the time, it's more than 95% of the time. It's been that they they have been getting sick. In the beginning, it was that we moved toward the end of September, the beginning of October. They missed almost a week and a half because the school buses were not assigned on time. And so it took some time, and I had no transportation to get them to school. So that also added. So that's why I said 95%, because most of the time it's that they've been sick, but you know, the issue with moving October 1st to the new home and their school buses not being assigned until a week and a half later added to their absences, with me not being able to take them to school because I had no transportation to get to the school.
Oh, okay. Got it. And by any chance, have they been absent because of mental health or COVID by any chance?
No.
No.
Not at all. They haven't tested positive for COVID or anything like that. No.
Got it. Understood, ma'am. Now, does your kindergarten child school offer fresh food prepared on site at the school or packaged food brought in from elsewhere?
Do they offer fresh fruit?
Mm-hmm.
I'm pretty sure they do, but my kids have autism. They're both autistic, so they have disabilities, and they don't eat a lot of the things from school, so every day I have to pack their lunch.
Oh.
So they don't eat what they offer, but I'm pretty sure that they offer fresh fruit and vegetables there at the school. It's just the kids won't touch it.
Oh, okay.
They're very picky.
Got it. Understood. Now, we are right now on an 81% completion. We are about to end up the service, so thank you so much, ma'am, for all your answers. I really appreciate your help. Now, let me ask you, as you may know, the BPS recently conducted a report on the physical condition of each school, and the average school was 38 out of 100. So which of the following do you think need improvement at your kindergarten child school? Outdoor space, safety, air quality, classroom, overall cleanliness, something else probably, or nothing?
Can I pick more than one, or?
You can pick more than one, not a problem.
Okay, safety and cleanliness.
Got it. Okay. And you noted safety as an area that needs to be improved in your kindergarten child school. What do you mean by that specifically? I had to take notes in here, so I'll document that.
Sure, no. So I don't know. Like, I with the kids having the disabilities they do, I just think that there maybe needs to be more barriers in terms of, like, where the playground is and all that. I guess it's because of the way I have one of my children out of the two are very unpredictable. And sometimes I worry because feel sometimes scared that he can pull a fast one on one of these teachers and just run out. So that it's not their fault. It's probably safe and they probably know what they're doing. But just from the outside looking in, that's what I see, is I'm like, oh my God. Like, sometimes I worry for him because he is so unpredictable.
Got it. I'm just taking notes right now. Give me just 1 second, please. Okay. Got it. All right. And does your kindergarten child have an individualized education plan, sometimes called an IEP,
yes,
by any chance?
Yes,
okay.
Both of them.
And does your kindergarten child receive services for English language learners, sometimes called ELL?
No, they know that's their only language.
Oh, okay. Now, the last few questions are for political purposes only. So what languages are spoken regularly at home?
Just English.
Just English? Okay. And what is the last year of schooling that you have completed, ma'am?
I have my bachelor's.
Bachelor's? Got it. And now, the last year, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? You can give me an estimate. I don't need the exact number, so you can provide me an estimate on that.
Income here, what do you mean, like last year or like?
Yeah, last just year, in, like before tax.
It's probably $25,000.
Oh, okay. Got it. All right, ma'am, this concludes our survey today. I just want to say thank you very much for all your time, your hours today. I really appreciate your help with that, and I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day, okay?
You too. Thank you. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
You too.